rubber spikes.
Throwing rubbish bags?
Yeah, like they go, like Auntie Mabel dustbin bags.
Throwing rubbish like Auntie Mabel dustbin bags?
Yeah.
Well, it is Monday today, and it is the dustbin Monday, isn't it?
Dustbin Monday, eh?
Quite a lot of the neighbours have got a lot of bags out today, haven't they? Not more than normal.
Yeah,
like
mine.
Like yours, yes, it's all the wrappings and extra empty boxes that people are throwing out. Shall we open the curtains and see what's happening outside?
Yeah, please. Please, Milo. Oh, yummy, yum.
You know, I've got a lot of them. It's a bank holiday today, so people are off work, can't they stay?
We'll turn that blind.
Yes, we'll pull the blind back.
And slam somebody on the reach.
No, no, you don't have to climb up to me, you can see on it.
And then up and lolly.
What are you looking for?
A little spin wagon.
Well, we won't be here yet, Thomas. We've not had our breakfast yet.
I'm looking for them.
But you'll have a long wait, isn't it? It doesn't come to.
No rubbish bags. No rubbish bags.
No rubbish bags. It doesn't come until the afternoon.
No.
And if you've even noticed it being a bank holiday last week.
I see just been my a big ring just been by my holiday.
You saw a big ring? On your holiday?
Yeah, good man!
Where?
There!
Oh, yes!
These letters are important for me. These letters were my book. Thanks.
It isn't the real postman, Thomas. It's just somebody.
Big letter and a baby letter.
Oh, it's just somebody. It's one of the neighbours popping something through the door. Let's have a look.
It's a man.
It was a man. What's he brought? Let's have a look.
I'll show you.
You have to show me.
No stamps and no blue stamps. No stamps.
No stamps. No, he's just popped it through the door. Let's have a look down. What's he saying?
And
open and
look.
To find your letters. We put your post box away, didn't we, over Christmas?
Mm. Postman hat excited. Post a letter. Somebody's door.
It's exciting.
Post that door. Somebody's Christmas.
Oh, Christopher. Oh, see, that makes a good postbox, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you are. Another envelope for you.
A post-it.
Yes. That's the box that your spaceship came in.
Yeah.
It's got a little cutout in the box so that you can see what's inside.
Yeah.
Looks to me like it's the shape of the space alien.
Yeah.
Can I just have that, please, a
no,
second?
No, a post-it.
Well, all right, just let me have this and you can have the envelope. Church. Somebody's obviously dropped it off for her because she's a very elderly lady, isn't she?
Well, it's a man.
Dear Jean, Peter and Thomas, just a few lines to thank you for the very unexpected Christmas present waiting for me in church last Sunday. Marcus told me there was a parcel addressed to me. Well, then she says she couldn't go to church on Christmas Day because she'd be invited for lunch somewhere else. Father Christmas told me that as Thomas had been a very good boy, he was going to send him all the presents he wanted. Wishing you all a very happy and prosperous new year. We live from Ruth. From Ruth. Do you remember Ruth sent a parcel for you? We got a box of biscuits for Ruth and we wrapped them up. And we didn't know when we were going to see you.
I want to watch them.
Let's find something else for you to post. Here's an envelope.
No, that postman letter.
Because Ruth was away at Christmas and then we were going away, so we thought the best thing was to leave the parcel.
Not a postman, that. Not put in a dustbin.
Yeah. So we bought Ruth a box of biscuits and wrapped them up, and then she sent you a nice fairy storybook, didn't she?
An apple.
Yeah. And what about Little Red Riding Hood? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, on Christmas Day, an apple. Is that mine?
You're looking at the Christmas tree now. We've got some plastic apples on it.
Yeah.
Well, is that what you mean, an apple like yours?
I'm counting them.
You're going to count them?
One. Four apples.
That's right. What else can we see on the tree?
That up star.
The star at the top.
And then there was that.
Well, that's a heart shape, isn't it?
Heart shape.
It's a heart shape. And there's lots of star shapes, and we've got the beautiful gold bows.
And then?
That's a little soldier. Little soldier boy. There's a bell.
And a hog bell.
Well, we can't help it because it's on the tree.
I can see it.
Look at one here. See it? Be careful because if you fall off, you'll land in the middle of the tree and it'll all go falling on the floor, won't it?
Buy another Christmas tree.
Yes, but we don't want to buy another Christmas tree because you've fallen in the middle of it, do we?
Yeah.
Look at this. This is a cluster of berries. It looks like raspberries and holly berries.
And eat them.
Eat them. Oh, no. You eat raspberries, but you never eat berries. Who are the berries for?
Well, the birds. Bird.
Look, there's a reindeer there.
Merbird.
No, you're not a bird now, remember.
Merbird. Merbird.
No, you're not a bird. You're a little boy.
No, it's a bird.
You're a bird, are you? Oh, there's even Santa down here. Got one for the Christmas. But I don't think I've noticed him before.
A big present.
Yes, he's holding his sack, isn't he? It's probably full of presents. And we've got these lovely apples. Oh, that's a good jungle one. I don't know what's in that either. Daddy decorated the tree when Mummy was at work and I'm not paying a lot of attention to it.
Daddy!
It looks really nice. He's done a good job.
Open it.
I can't open it. No, you've got to. Everything on the tree has to stay on the tree. And look at this beautiful red bow. And do you know what that is? That's called a jewel.
A jewel?
Jewel. Daddy decorated it and I think he's doing a really good job.
No, Granddad did it.
Well, Granddad did it perhaps with Daddy and Grandma. I don't know when we wasn't here. But I know that it looks very pretty and that I've not really spent a lot of time looking at what's on it. And I wish I had because it's beautiful. And it's got to come down later this week on Thursday. Ah, dear. Thursday it's all got to come down. And look, there's a little teddy bear. There's a nice teddy bear in Christmas stocking there. And another teddy bear up there.
Get something now.
What's she going to get?
That's all magic.
Magic? Well, that's a gold ribbon. That's fallen off the bottom, hasn't it? A gold bow.
It's fallen down the bottom.
Bottom, Thomas, not bottom.
Banana
bottom. Bottom, not bottom.
Bottom.
Oh, Tommy, you frightened me to death then.
That me.
You
frightened me rushing up behind me. Oh, I wonder what it was. You were by the Christmas tree when I last looked.
No.
Just
your Christmas tree.
Your Christmas tree.
Christmas tree, stars and shining.
Oh, it's shoes. Be careful, that's in his notepad. Don't cross out what I've written.
No, I'm running.
Yeah, all right, as long as you just draw on the pad.
Rolled all over. Uncle. Do-free-doo. All gone. Then it's now all gone.
All gone. Well, I think it's time we had our breakfast. I made some porridge before. Mm. As we were saying the other day, we've not had porridge for a long time, have we?
Yay. I'm not too porridge.
No, no, it's still in the microwave. I haven't taken it out yet.
I like tea. And I can't really see it.
You want to carry to see it?
Yeah. My carry. My carry. My lorry. There's a big lorry here. A bunch of sandwiches. Four sandwiches.
It's full of sandwiches, is it?
Yeah. Stop! It's empty!
Is it?
Oh my god!
Oh, Thomas, don't say
that. Oh my god.
It's not really a lorry anyway, is it? It's a table, a coffee table.
No, it's a big lorry. Get glass, please.
Okay. This porridge looks awful.
I smell it too. It's nice.
Is it nice?
It's a bit.
Yeah, it smells nice, it's just it looks a bit hard. It's because Mummy's not done anything much with it. Had to drop more milk. Steady.
Smell it, please.
Well, in a moment it's going to go in your bowl. I was just leaving it to cool.
Smell it.
Come on, can you smell it? We don't normally have sugar on our cereal, so I think we can have sugar.
Yeah.
Are you going to get some chichira toys, please?
Leave that lorry in the kitchen, right?
Yes, that's right, yes. Yes, please. Leave the lorry in the kitchen, that's lovely. Yes, yeah. Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, good boy.
Oh, look! I found something in
there. It's a towel.
Yeah, hold it.
It's the towel that's all on the floor. There you are. Would you like to chirp?
Because...
Oh, you're cuddling the towel, are you?
It did. Baba said it. Tastes under it too.
You're kissing it too.
Baba, you know where...
Oh, steady, darling.
Offended to go light and play.
Oh, yeah, we've put the welcome lights on as well. You can see the Christmas tree lights better from the dining room, can't you?
No, stop it.
What do you mean, no, stop it? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, let's get you close.
Not get my close. Stop it.
Thomas, please don't say stop it.
Stop saying stop it, please. Like more chocolate.
There we are, I'll pop some of that in there. I used to really enjoy this, but I don't know whether... Do you remember having porridge?
Yeah.
Pop some sugar on the top.
Yeah. Hmm. Nice.
It says even in the summer you used to enjoy porridge.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
There we are, I'll just put a little sprinkling of sugar on top. We'll leave it.
And Mummy!
Mummy's having some as well.
And not me. I'm not a lady sugar.
Oh, you've got sugar, we've both got sugar.
And I'm not. I want the fruit then. That.
Let's just pop a bib on you.
Yeah.
How about this one, the caterpillar one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Last
one. Mum and Grandad are coming for lunch and evening meal tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
Coming for lunch and tea.
I like orange juice too.
We'll be here about 1:45, I think.
Have some fun.
Have some fun.
To be with you, to be with you, What's that noise?
Because I got the orange juice out of the fridge. I caught the teaspoon and it clanked against a china plate and it made a little noise.
It's a big digger.
What did you think it was?
Big digger.
A big digger?
Yeah.
Whoops, there you are, sweetheart. And there's your porridge.
Ooh, nice.
Isn't it nice? I'm just going to hang this blouse up before I start my breakfast. I ironed that last night. And the coat hanger was in the wardrobe and Daddy had gone to sleep and I didn't want to wake him up, so I hung it on the back of the chair, which I think if I leave it there, you'll probably jump on it, won't you?
I wear it too.
You'll wear it too? Nice.
Mm.
Do you remember eating it?
Yeah. Yes.
Went to Isabel's party on Saturday, didn't we? Happy New Year party.
A lot of friends.
Yes, a lot of friends.
A lot of people.
Lots of people.
Are your friends? Carrie. Look, walking.
Lots of tweenies. Lots of walking.
Look, tweenies.
And tweenies, you were all watching the tweenies, weren't you, with Rod?
Yeah. A little girl. Isabel.
With Isabel?
Running about.
You were running about, yeah.
I'm kissing her because of...
You're running about and kissing her and big hugs too?
Thomas, she said? Yeah. Daddy was said.
Daddy Rod said? Well, I remember standing with Daddy and you were watching the tweenies with Isabel and all the other friends, and a lady shouted, "Jean, look at Thomas," and you had your arm around Isabel and everybody was taking photographs of you because you look quite cute from the back.
No.
You had a little waistcoat on, didn't you? And Isabel had a party dress on, and Charlotte had a party dress. And Ben was wearing a Thomas the Tank Engine waistcoat like you, but his was red.
Red!
Mm. You both had Thomas the Tank Engine waistcoats on. The porridge is quite nice, isn't it? I didn't think it looked all that nice to start with.
No. Not really nice to that.
And what did we have to eat at Isabel's?
Shoe shoes.
What's a shoe shoes?
Sonia falling down? Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
There?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
I can't see.
Yeah.
Where?
There.
Behind me?
Yeah.
She can't have fallen behind me here because we're at Sonia's house.
It's not sweet.
What's not sweet?
That orange juice.
Is it not?
It's not thirsty.
Is it not nice?
No.
Oh. Would you like some more orange in it?
More orange.
It's not supposed to be sweet, really. Have I not put enough orange in it?
No.
Would you like some more?
No, one I want.
It is the orange juice that Grandma brought for you.
It's sweet.
Your Grandma tell you it was sweet. It's sweet. I enjoyed that, Thomas, for a change. We were saying the other day we'd not had porridge for a long, long time, haven't we?
No.
I think we'll be going out for a walk somewhere today.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. What's the matter? Oh, you spilled it on the tablecloth. I know, that's the trouble with porridge. It's a bit sticky, isn't it? You've got sugar on it. Doesn't matter. I knew you'd done something because you weren't quiet and you were looking guilty. Would you like your hands wiping?
No.
Okay.
Let's put some toast in there. A big one. A big slice. Yeah. You fancy a big slice, do you? Yeah. Grab some. A big slice. I want this one. A big slice.
I've just popped it in the toaster. Yeah, I guess it's in a minute.
A big one.
Yes, it's all big, Thomas.
I wanted it to eat.
You wanted it to eat? It's in the toaster now. It'll be ready to eat in a moment. Thomas whispering.
Somebody's coming.
Somebody's coming. Who's coming?
Demetra.
She's not coming today. She's coming next week. Well, this week. Later on this week. I don't know what day it is. It's Monday today, isn't it? She's coming on. Well,
just be Monday, eh?
Yes, just be Monday. Well, originally we said Thursday, but Mummy's got to work on Thursday, so I think it'll have to be
Friday. What's that noise? Is that noise?
Well, I think it might just be an aeroplane outside.
Well, it's the door.
It's the door?
Yeah.
Is the door whistling in the wind? I don't think it is. It's not particularly windy, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll have to get your calendar down later on, won't we? So we can put the day of the week and the date and... Yeah. What sort of weather it is. Have you finished with this now?
I'm done. Up there.
Do you?
I went short left.
You finished that, darling?
Yeah. I want then that chocolate. Please.
Please. Later on you can have some.
I want some.
You always said that because I had your advent calendar and you automatically think of the advent calendar with chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, that's finished now. It was an advent calendar, counting the days down to Christmas, and then it was counting the days down to the millennium.
I want to.
Oh, we've had it now, don't we? We've had Christmas, we've had the millennium.
I want to.
Well, once you've eaten some toast and some fruit, perhaps we'll think about a little bit of chocolate. We've got to eat other things
soon. Where's the toast? See you ambulance.
Is it a blue ambulance?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, it's gone past now.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Honestly, an ambulance won't pass.
Yeah. Where now? It's gone.
It wasn't flashing its lights, was it?
No.
Oh, its siren going?
Yeah.
Did it? I never heard it, Tom.
It's an ambulance.
Where's it gone?
And the naughty boys.
It's come for naughty boys?
Yeah.
Do you really mean an ambulance?
Yes, it is.
Outside the window?
Yeah. Ta-da! I found this!
You found it?
Yeah.
It's your bib, isn't it?
It's sticky.
It's sticky? That's alright, a bib can be sticky. That's why you wear them, so that the food hits the bib before it hits you.
Bibs hit. Fall off.
Thomas, it didn't fall off, you just flung it across the room.
Cheeky two shoes.
Cheeky, you are cheeky.
Cheeky shoes.
Cheeky susus?
Yes.
What cheeky susus?
It can smell it. Smell.
You can smell it. There you are. It's Marmite, because you like Marmite, don't you?
Oh, is that? Mmm. Taste.
There you are, sweetheart.
Mmm.
Nice.
Yeah. You sipped it.
Sniffed it.
Sniffed it.
Sniffed.
Sniffed.
And you smell it. You sniff with your nose like that.
Sniff.
Sniff. Sniff is what Barbara does with your hair. Sniff is what you do with your nose. You're smelling something.
Smelling something. Hello, this man has your son, Daddy. Who's that?
Oh, that's the box, the mini disc that we're doing at the moment. Pop it back, please. We've still not found that one that we did when.
Hey, son, now where are you?
Has it gone? It's gone back in my dressing gown pocket, hasn't it?
It's there. It's there.
It's there.
The thumb's pushed it down. Son, out. I found it again. Boom.
Oh, you found it again.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Tree. Hey. Where's the cape in the Christmas tree back? Oh, it's there. Jingle bell. Oh. Put that in there. Jingle bell, jingle. Where? Okay. Oh, Dr. Dick. Cord.
Oh yes, you got a tape called Jingle Bells and it plays the song Jingle Bells.
Oh, we're not singing Jingle Bells.
No, but that's a different tape. That's the tapes that Mummy puts in the machine to record what we're saying. Right, shall we have it back now?
No, in your pocket.
Well, but you can pop it in my pocket, there you are.
Hey.
What? We've got a tape to find that we did the day Danny finished work before Christmas. Not seen that.
Chocolate. Some chocolate, please.
No, not since you've had some toast. You've not had any toast.
I've eaten it.
You haven't eaten it, Thomas. You've had one bite.
Hold on. Get down.
No.
Yeah.
You've got to eat something else. I'm not giving you chocolates if you're not eating your own meals.
Please may I have?
I don't mind. Please may I have? That's very polite, Thomas. But I don't mind you having a little bit of chocolate after a meal. As long as you've eaten the meal. But you haven't.
No.
You've had a tiny bit of porridge, which in this time it is quite filling.
Eat Mummy's toast.
You want to eat Mummy's toast?
Yeah.
Okay, you eat my toast, I'll eat yours. Thank you.
It's one of each. That is one of each.
One of each?
Yeah.
One of mine and one of yours?
I doesn't know, I need a rope.
You need a rope?
Yeah.
Why do you need a rope?
Pull it out to the basket.
Pull it out to the basket?
Yes.
What basket, Emma?
That basket. We fall down.
The basket where you got your fishing rod in?
Bang. Fish, fish, bang! Big boxes. One of the big boxes. White boxes.
Oh, the white boxes you were playing with?
Yeah.
Oh, look at those later.
It's down now. Mm. I want to play with them.
You want to play with them? Please have a little bit of toast, Thomas.
No.
Or would you like an apple or a banana?
No.
Some grapes?
Yeah.
What do you say?
A brown grape.
Oh, I've only got green grapes, but they're very nice.
No brown grapes.
I have no brown grapes, Thomas.
No green grapes. Not green grapes. Mm. No!
I have got green grapes.
Not green grapes.
Over here.
No, I want to pick them. I want to pick.
You want to pick them?
Yeah.
Sure, it's quite a few this you've got.
I want to pick.
It's gone a bit mouldy.
Pick.
Thomas, don't shout.
I want to pick them. I want to pick. Please have a pick. Pick.
You can have them in a minute all together. I'm just going to wash them.
No, I'm not wash them.
I want to wash them, Thomas. And one or two of them have gone brown and horrible. So I've got to sort through them before you have them.
No, I want brown.
I haven't got any brown ones, Thomas.
I want green grapes. Not green grapes. I want to hold them. Please.
No, they haven't got any seats inside. So I can see. No pips. And we may have one as well, please. Mmm. Nice.
Mmm.
I'm tasty, aren't I?
Oh, found a pepper. She's found a pepper. Just found a pip.
What are you saying?
Just found a pip.
You saying just found a pip?
Just found a pip.
Just found a pip. No, I haven't found any pips. Have you found a pip?
No. Found a pip.
Have you?
Yeah. In that place I found.
Did you?
Yeah.
In that place? You've been in the grape?
Dig and dug.
Dig and dug?
Yeah. Once a mum. I want one.
You can watch Dig and Dug later. Isn't it quiet outside, Thomas? It's a bank holiday today. Nothing will be open, really.
People walking,
yes.
I want to go.
I don't just saw a car go past.
Me too.
Me too. I think that's Sam's mummy.
Sam's mummy. Sam, mummy. Sam, mummy.
Looking very thoughtful, Thomas.
Ooh.
What are you thinking?
For Christmas.
You're thinking about Christmas?
Mm.
What are you thinking about Christmas?
Make a lot of presents.
A lot of presents?
Mm. Open.
You did get a lot of presents, didn't you?
Mm. Not a red one.
What was a red one?
No, a red and open it. Riding Hood.
Riding Hood?
Hmm.
Well, that was one of your presents, wasn't it? A fairy story book with the story about Little Red Riding Hood.
Open it.
Well, you've opened it already.
Open her book.
Open the book?
Hmm.
Well, look at it after breakfast. You had a nice red parcel in your bedroom from Father Christmas, didn't you? And what was inside that?
And a Winky.
A Tinky Winky. We kept the paper because it was very shiny, wasn't it? It was lovely.
Mmm. It was very shiny.
Very shiny. Would you like some more grapes?
Yeah, yes.
What do you say?
Please.
Good boy. I think Benadryl time's back on Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeez.
Julian.
Julian was poorly before Christmas, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And we missed the last one. That was a real shame, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was a shame because the week before we did all sorts of Christmas songs, didn't we? And you were just getting to learn them, and then he was off sick, so had he taken that last class, you would have been able to sing them all again, and you would have remembered them.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Mm.
I think we ought to make a list, actually, Thomas, of all the presents you were given, don't you?
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to make a thank you. Right, thank you cards.
And for Christmas.
Yes. Well, yes, we can write one to Father Christmas because he did bring you an awful lot of things, didn't he?
Mm.
It was nice of him to do that. Because he had lots of little boys and girls to visit that night, didn't he?
Mm.
He still made time to come and see you, didn't he?
Hello.
Hello. I don't think he said hello to you because you were fast asleep in your cot.
Mm.
And what did he do?
A present.
He brought a present.
Jump in the bed.
Did he jump in the bed or put the presents in the bed?
Put my present in the big present.
Oh, we had the most wonderful time, didn't we, Thomas? I can't remember now what we did on Christmas Eve, but I remember you had a nice bath, and while we were in the bath, we heard that music playing the sleigh bells. And he said, Father Christmas is very near. We thought he must be somewhere near Ben and Charlotte's house. So you quickly finished your bath, had a drink of milk, didn't you?
Mm.
You got into Mummy's bed for a cuddle and we chatted. And then you went to sleep because I said you've got to go to sleep very quickly. Because he only visits little boys and girls who've been good and who are asleep when he comes. And you went to sleep.
Mm.
And then Mummy magically carried you back into your cot.
Yeah.
And in the morning when you woke up, he'd fill that stocking at the end of the bed that we left, and he'd left some parcels. But you actually had said to him, when we said where would, when Father Christmas asked where you'd like your presents leaving, you said in the rocking chair, didn't you? So he'd fill the stocking in your bedroom, and he'd left that red parcel that had Tinky Winky in it, and you opened all those, and then when he came downstairs, there were lots more presents under the tree and a lot in the rocking chair. And what had happened to the sherry and mince pie and carrot? Pardon?
Donny got crumbs!
Yeah, you ate the crumbs, didn't you, left from the mince pie? But he'd obviously been, because we had to move the fire guard, didn't we, for Father Christmas to get down the chimney. And he'd put it back, not quite in the right place. And the mince pie had gone, and the sherry had gone. And the carrot for Rudolph. Father Christmas coming, and you saw him the night before, didn't you, at Linda's house? Or the night before that, it was the night before Christmas Eve. Sleigh with music, and you were sitting there. What did he say to you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did he not say ho ho ho?
Hiya.
And he asked if you'd been a good boy, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Daddy put you in his arms and he ran down the street and on the side of Father Christmas, and he was talking and waving. One of his little helpers gave you some chocolate. Oh. He was just checking where you live so that the night after he would know where to come. I think when we were at Grandma's house, actually on Boxing Day, when we started to make a list of the presents that you'd got, I'm not sure what we've done with it now.
Nana's present. Nana.
What do you mean, Nana's present?
Nana Beelby's.
Oh, Nana Beelby, the tablecloth? Mm. Yes, we bought Nana Beelby a present, didn't we?
Mm. It's on now, open it.
Oh no, we can't open this. It's a present for Grandma.
It's down now upstairs.
Yes, I think it's on the stairs. It's waiting to go to York, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, shall we make a note of all the things that Father Christmas brought you?
Yes.
Oh, excuse you, what did you say?
Oh, and then that.
The scales? Mm. Just a second. Let's just talk about what Father Christmas brought you first. What did he bring you? A Tinky Winky?
A Chuggy.
He brought sausages, I'd forgotten that. Of course he did, yes. He left them in the fridge, didn't he? Mm-hmm. What else?
Present. A big lot!
A big lot of presents?
Yes.
Dear Santa, thank you for the big lot of presents. Well,
a big rocking chair.
A rocking chair, yes. Thank you for the presents that you put in the rocking chair. Yeah, we'll write the letter later. We'll just make a list now of all the things that he brought you. What else did you get?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Oh, that's right. He left you two music tapes, didn't he? One of them plays jingle bells.
Like Santa's.
Like Santa's, that's right. Oh, and what else did he bring?
Shoe shoes.
What are shoe shoes?
Yeah.
You love saying shoe-shoes, don't you? Mm. What shoe-shoes are?
Women boots.
What else, Tom? Can you not remember?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Lord of Pages.
Oh, you've got a lot of books. You've got Postman Pat books.
I want to see open the page.
Open the page?
That red page.
Red page, this?
Yeah.
There you are.
Christmas tree. And the Christmas tree.
Oh, yes. It's the picture of two children sitting by a Christmas tree, isn't it?
Open it.
Yes, there you are. That's nice, look at this. Yeah, well, maybe best to have that back, Danny, because I've written some things on the back. You can have a look at that. Thank you.
Oh,
PB Bear books. And then there was a nursery rhyme book and tape, wasn't there?
Yeah.
which is really nice because you can play the tape on your tape recorder. I don't think when we realised that at the time. Oh, he put you a little orange. Do you remember that little orange you left in your stocking? And you clutched it all day, didn't you?
One pip.
Oh, it had one pip in it, yes.
Yeah. Lola Beeble's not got pips.
Lola Beeble's not got pips.
A little girl.
Can you see a picture of a little girl?
I did not see a little girl there. I'm not seeing a little girl.
Aren't you?
No. It's gone now. Two pages. Look there. A big hole. Down. Look at that.
Look at that. Wow. Let's have a look. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, big Bob.
Oh, are you saying that he brought you? Bob the Builder, Thomas the Tank Engine and Postman Pat Animals, didn't he?
Brought a digger.
Brought a digger?
Yeah.
He brought you a selection box as well, didn't he? Chocolates in it. Do you remember that?
Chocolates. And oranges.
Oh, and Smarties. He brought a tube of Smarties. He left the Smarties in his stocking, didn't he?
Two Smarties.
Yes. Because it was lovely, because you opened the stocking in your bedroom and it had some little Postman Pat books in it, selection box, some Smarties, a little orange.
Running down the hill.
An orange running down the hill. And I think you thought, oh, and some music tapes. And I think you thought that's what he'd brought. And you were absolutely delighted. You were so excited. And the Tinky Winky. You thought that was wonderful, didn't you? And then you came downstairs and when you saw those other presents he'd left, your little face. Were you excited?
All excited.
All excited?
Yeah.
Posting things. Are you going to finish those two grapes, Thomas?
No, they're down.
You'd like to get down? Well, let's have a wash first. So we've made a list of all the things Father Christmas brought you, so we can write and thank him for those, can't we?
Yeah.
But then we must write and thank him. Well, we must write and thank.
The bush, Daddy. Well,
all right, just be careful, sweetheart, because Mummy's got some things written on the back. In fact, I've lost my page now. Where do you think I was, Thomas? There you are, some more envelopes there. Mummy's in a real mess with a notebook, isn't she?
Yeah.
It doesn't help that you've drawn all over a lot of it.
That letter post. Fold it and post it. Not post. That one, not post. That one, post.
Mummy can't find the page that she's writing. The postman probably won't be coming until tomorrow, Tuesday, maybe.
I see a postman. I see one.
You've seen one?
Yeah.
Well, that was just one of the neighbours delivering something this morning.
Look, I found something in there.
Oh, yes, what is it?
It's an animal and a card for Christmas.
It's an envelope and a card for Christmas.
For Christmas.
tell us that Mummy's flipping through the notepad and I can't see what I've been writing down today. What on earth do you think we've done with it? You'd scribbled on the bottom, so I should be able to find it. Flicking over the pages?
Yeah.
Where's it gone?
Where's it gone? Where's it gone?
I don't know, chicken.
Where's it gone?
Oh, that's it, it's here. Oh dear. Sent Mum into a panic then.
A panic.
I did panic. I thought we lost it.
Yes. A panic.
I panicked.
Panicked. Oh my God.
See.
Look, it's fine.
It's yours. Were you going to eat it?
No.
That's how I was trying to clear it away.
No.
That sounds like a loud aeroplane, doesn't it?
Baby aeroplane.
The baby aeroplane. Is that what it's doing? We'll have to go to the airport one day, won't we?
A big blue aeroplane.
A big blue aeroplane?
Yeah.
Up in the sky? Where do you think it's going to?
Airport.
The airport?
Yeah.
And then where do you think it's going to?
Manchester.
Do you not think it's flying somewhere hot?
No.
I think it's going to Spain?
Yeah. Snip-snips.
Went to Spain on the aeroplane, didn't you?
Snip-snips.
That was, we were in Spain 3 months ago. It was October. And it's now, we've had November, we've had December, and we're into January.
Sit down now.
All right, sweetheart.
Please get me down.
Please get me down. I will get you down, darling. Yes. Biting your bib? Are you stuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I see the knot's got stuck, hasn't it? There we are.
Shoes. That's sticky. That one's not sticky.
You're not sticky?
That one's not sticky.
Oh, you wanted to play with the scales a few moments, didn't you?
The scales?
Let me just wipe your hands and then you can have a look at those, can't you?
Yeah. And no smarties.
No smarties?
They're not really no smarties for Christmas, what I mean.
You don't need the four smarties that Father Christmas brought you?
No.
Oh.
I don't need it.
You don't need them?
No.
Okay.
That's not.
That's when we will eat them then.
Yeah.
Yes?
That's not. First, not.
Your little slide and swing have stood outside all over Christmas and New Year, Tom.
Yeah, my God.
Let's say that.
Yes.
Out in the cold, haven't they? Been left out in the cold.
Let you go, Dad.
Pardon?
Like Digger Dug.
Like Digger Dug?
Yes.
There you are.
Big yellow truck.
Where's the big yellow truck?
And my Daisy's friends.
Oh, Daisy's friend.
Where's another pin?
There you are. Let's just have
a big pen on. Two.
Watch, you don't drop the weights on your foot because that hurt, won't it? Here we are. That's the scale pan. What are you going to weigh?
Them.
The weights. We've not had the scales for a long time, have we? We've not been doing a lot of that sort of thing.
Where's another one?
cooking over Christmas has been throwing it all together, hasn't it? Quickly. We've got... What have we got tonight? Well, at lunchtime At lunchtime, Thomas, we'll have carrots and coriander soup with bread. And then we can have some Christmas cake and cheeses. And for tea tonight, we're always going to do chicken chasseur with vegetables. And then we'll have to think of something for dessert, because Mum and Grandad are coming, aren't they? And we've got some mince pies for this afternoon. I think we better go for a nice long walk this afternoon somewhere, don't you? Playing with the weights.
Yeah.
Just have to be careful not to trap your fingers, don't you? Because they're very heavy.
Where's your work?
You're pretending you're in a sweet shop weighing out sweets.
Yeah. Oh dear. What a sweet.
You've dropped a sweet?
Yeah.
There you are, that's the little half ounce weight.
Put it in there.
Put it back in there.
This is jelly sweets.
Like a jelly sweet, is it?
Followed. Building sites.
Building sites?
For stones.
Oh, full of stones, I see.
Can I make all glass? In the wood. It's round. Not big stones.
Yes. We've got your dig and dug book upstairs. We'll have to have a look at that, won't we?
Yeah.
I think we'll have a dig and dug video, don't we? Oh, there's the telephone. It's about time to end the tape, so we'll stop it.